Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, 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 it's Joe Shasky. This is The Butcher Shop, and welcome on everybody to this glorious day, because today is the day I explain to you on the eve of the NBA season opening why I love this year's 2025-2026 Golden State Warriors team. I'm going to give you five reasons why I love this team. I'm so excited that Hoops is back. I mean, we get another year of Steph Curry and Steve Kerr and Joe Lacob and Draymond Green, Pods, Kuminga, Jimmy Butler, Horford, Seth Curry joining the team. So many reasons to be optimistic. So many questions on this team. And you've heard probably a million different preview pods already. But today I'm going to give you my five reasons why I love this year's 2025-2026 Golden State Warrior team. And let's just get right off the rip. Let's go to the top. Number five, my number five reason on why I love the Golden State Warriors in 2025-2026, the singular goal of winning a championship. You heard year after year over the last couple seasons, oh, we just want to play meaningful basketball. Steph Curry just wants to play playoff basketball. Then they made the trade for Jimmy Butler. And everything changed. And there was a switch that was flipped. And you know now, as the owner said, as Steve Kerr said, as Al Horford said, as Curry, as Butler, and as Draymond has said, and all the youngsters, as well as all the role players, we are here to win a championship in the next 2 years. That's essentially what we're doing. They gave Jimmy Butler the extension immediately after trading for him. And it lined up all the contracts for the heavy hitters, the big boys, the old wise men, to be all in for the next year or two. And look, if it goes beyond that, then 3 years. But the Warriors front office, the coaching staff, the players, the roster, all of the people involved are singularly focused on winning a championship, the Larry O'Brien trophy. And it will be this regime's fifth when it comes to the front office, when it comes to Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Steve Kerr. And it would tie them with LeBron James, and it would be able to get him past LeBron James, and tie them with Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, and so many others, Tim Duncan. So many legends of the game have gotten more than four and gotten to five. And obviously, know that the hallowed ground of getting to six, like your Kareem or Michael Jordan, or getting beyond that, like Bill Russell and some of the Celtics players from back in the day. This entire organization being singularly focused on getting a fifth championship is reason number five why I love the Golden State Warriors. Because in years past, there's been so much like kind of frustration. What are we doing here? Why are we playing, you know, Lamb? And why are we playing a bunch of randoms like Brad Wanamaker instead of our high draft picks? What are we doing? No. We know what we're doing. We're trying to chase wins, to have a good seed, to have home court advantage, to be able to get the favorable matchups, to win a Larry O'Brien trophy. That's why. And that's reason number five on why I love this year's 2025-2026 Golden State Warriors. Reason number four, the young guys. The young guys. And look, Will Richards, we'll see. The guy that they drafted this year, Quentin Post, we'll see. TJD, we'll see. But I'm specifically looking at these three young guys, and I'm asking myself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Which one of them will take the quantum leap? We know this. Every single year, you think one thing's going to happen, and then something else happens. You're hoping for this player to emerge, and then this guy comes out of nowhere. Is it Kuminga who takes the quantum leap? The contract negotiations all offseason. Oh, is he going to sign the qualifying offer? Is he going to sign a multi-year? Are they going to sign and trade him? Does he even want to be here? Will he buy into his role? Could it be Jonathan Kuminga who takes the quantum leap forward? We will see. I think this Warrior team's going to need him. I think he has a silver lining with the opportunity now because of the injury, which is unfortunate, to Moses Moody, who I'll get to in a second. I think the silver lining is Jonathan Kuminga has a role carved out for him. I think he will be the perimeter defender they've so missed. I think he will be the athletic running up and down the court wingman that Jimmy Butler so desperately needs with that second and third unit. Jonathan Kuminga could be one of the youngsters that takes a quantum leap forward. And that's why I love this team. Another young player that I'll list in my top five reasons as I go, why I love this year's Warriors team. This is reason number four. It's the young guys looking for a quantum leap. I'm looking at Pajemski. Brandon Pajemski. Is he going to take another leap forward? He showed flashes for about a month and a half last year after Jimmy Butler showed up, what he could be, what he might be able to do. If you were to extrapolate it over an entire season, moving the ball, playing great defense, rebounding, putting his nose on the ground, diving for balls, making the extra pass, the hockey assist, finishing in the lane, shooting the wide open three, spacing the floor, finding the lob threats for the Warriors, and actually throwing those lobs up to guys like TJD. Could Brandon Pajemski take a leap forward? I legitimately wonder. He's going to have tons of minutes, tons of runway. We know Steve Kerr likes him. Could this be the year Pajemski goes from being a really nice hustle player to an impact player? Could he take a Peyton Pritchard-like leap forward? I don't know. Time will tell. But he's not the only young guy that I'm looking at. Again, I'm holding out reservation for Quentin Post and Will Richard and TJD because I just don't know where those young guys are at right now. I don't know if they're ready to contribute. They might be able to, and this will expire and not look good in 2 months. But could it be Moses Moody, who flashed in the starting lineup last year before really hurting himself? You know, he had the hurt finger and the hand. He just never really regained his shooting stroke once the playoffs started, and he kind of got relegated to the bench. But before that, for a month and a half, like Brandon Pajemski, I thought we saw a big leap forward from Moses Moody. Could he be the guy to take the quantum leap of the young players? If number five reason is the singular goal of winning a championship, one of these young players in my reason number four has got to take a quantum leap for them to realize the goal of a championship. That's reason number four. Reason number three on why I love the 2025-2026 Golden State Warriors. It's the old wise men. And no, I'm not just talking about Buddy Hield coming back for another year. No, I'm not talking about Seth Curry coming on and off the roster because they literally cannot afford to keep him on the roster all year, even though he's Steph's brother. And that's a really cool storyline. I'm talking about Al Horford being united with the old wise man and Draymond Green. What's that going to look like defensively? How fun is that going to be? Seeing two great on-ball and help defenders playing alongside each other? What can this old sage in Al Horford bestow upon young players like Quentin Post, teaching them how to be a stretch five? What can he bestow upon TJD, the nuances of how to play defense with your lower body without committing a foul in the post? What's Jimmy Butler going to look like alongside Al Horford? What is Steph Curry going to look like in the half court alongside Al Horford? I love it. And those aren't the only old guys. We got Ron Adams on the bench, and you got Steve Kerr. You know, you got a lot of guys who have decades, not singular years, decades in the NBA with experience. Steph, Jimmy, Horford, Dre, Ron Adams, Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, the GM. The old wise men. Do they have anything left in the tank? And it's, come on, when I bring up the old wise men, don't you think of Draymond Green? Need I say more? You know it's going to be an adventure watching this guy this year. It is. It's going to be fun. Reason number two on why I love the 2025-2026 Golden State Warriors, and you would think this would be reason number one, but it's not. It's Steph Curry. And it's the only thing he's not number one in, because this guy is amazing at everything he does. Did you see him in the video with Bryson DeChambeau trying to break 50 at Lake Merced Golf Club? He is number one in everything, in every shooting category. All-star MVP last year. Number one player for most people in their NBA Warrior fandom lifetimes. Steph Curry, how many great years does this guy have left? Are we going to see a Peyton Manning-like drop-off? Or is this guy just going to age like fine wine? Is that what's going to happen? Are they going to age like fine wine? Is Steph Curry going to be this Steph Curry, not just for this year, but for many years to come? Or is it just this year? Or does he show a little wear and tear? I mean, just last summer, he dominated in the Olympics, bringing home the gold. Steph Curry, reason number two. Yes, not number one, not Steph Curry. Reason number two on why I love the Golden State Warriors this year is Steph Curry, which brings me to reason number one. A full season of Jimmy Butler. A full season of Jimmy Butler. They made the trade at the deadline. You wanted Kevin Durant. I wanted Kevin Durant. You thought the team wasn't good enough. I thought the team wasn't good enough. None of us wanted Jimmy Butler. I mean, let's be real. None of us wanted Jimmy Butler. He's a malcontent from Miami. He was Pat Riley's problem. What if Pat Riley and Spoelstra don't want him? Why would we want him? I don't want to pay him $60 million. They made the trade. They gave him the money, and all they did was win. All they did was win. Now, are they able to play at the same clip at the full season that they did after the deadline? I don't know. That feels aggressive. I think 48 wins is a low number if Jimmy Butler plays all year for this team. I think they're going to be over 50. I really do. I'm hammering the over 50 number for the Golden State Warriors. Reason number one on why I love this year's 2025-2026 Golden State Warriors. No, it's not the championships, even though I know this is all going to hopefully lead to that. Now, it's not just the young players and seeing a quantum leap forward. It's not just the old wise men that they brought in, like Al Horford. It's not just Steph Curry, greatest player I've ever seen in a Warrior uniform. It's imagining what a full season of Jimmy Butler looks like, not just for Steph, but for Dre, for Pods, for Buddy Hield, for Horford, for Kuminga, for Moody, for all the guys on the team, Quentin Post, TJD. What does it look like with Jimmy Butler in a full season? A full season! And can they stay healthy? Can this guy stay healthy? When he fell at the end of the year and hurt his butt, he was not the same. We know this. He was not the same. We need to be able to keep Jimmy Butler healthy throughout the year. He's averaging less than 60 games played per year over the last four or five seasons. Now, those are my top five reasons on why I love this year's 2025-2026 Warriors. That doesn't mean I don't have a ton of questions. Can they stay healthy? Are they still good? Can they all get along? Are there enough balls to go around with all these shooters? Will anyone be able to get a rebound? We got no seven-footers. Can they stop anyone on the perimeter? I've got 1,000 questions. 1,000. But I gave you five great reasons on why I love this team, and I'm so optimistic. They play the Lakers tomorrow night. And if you're hearing this, like, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the podcasts that you got going for the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. I love you. And you tell me in the comment section, what are the biggest reasons why you love this year's Golden State Warriors team? I gave you my five reasons. I want to hear from you. Shout out to everybody. Go Dubs, and let's beat those LeBron-less Lakers with Luka Doncic tomorrow night as we go for the quest for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.